for giving me the opportunity Sunday morning. There was things that I wanted to say and hope that would be brought out to David's father, and they were things that you had to have an opportunity. And you know, just time went on and time went on, but the Lord gave me that opportunity, and I just thank him for it. And whether I do believe it was well received in one way, because I didn't hear anything against it. But of course, you know, the New Testament says one plants, another waters, but it is God that giveth the increase. I don't know whether that was a planting, whether that was a watering, but I'm trusting the Lord to bring forth fruit unto himself. Oh, praise the Lord. I just praise him and thank him. And I thank him for giving me, leading me what to speak. Praise the Lord. Yes.
During that, because I know that if a person, even if they're doing it of the Lord and it's of the Lord, sometimes a person can still get nervous.
I
thank the Lord for keeping you from being nervous.
Yes. I wasn't nervous at all. I'd prayed so much about it. If I'd have been nervous, that would have been thinking of myself, because I prayed and prayed about it. And yes, it always is. It always is. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that he guided me in what to speak. Yes. Turn to Psalms. I shouldn't say Psalms. Psalm 18. It's not Psalms. It's Psalm.
Psalms.
18. Yes, we're going to read the first three verses of this psalm. I believe that I have spoken on it before, but it just seemed like the Lord quickened it to me again this week. And starting with verse 1 of Psalm 18, you know, this is the Hebrew songbook. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. This is a precious verses here that we just read. And I believe that this must be very important, because you find it twice in the Word of God. We find it in Second Samuel 22. We're in the Psalm. 2 Samuel 22 is where it's found, and it is when David wrote these words. And in there, we read the occasion that he wrote these words. David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. So being found twice in the Word of God, the Holy Spirit is emphasizing it. You believe that? Yes. And it is found in the history book in Second Samuel. I keep wanting to say Psalm. Second Samuel. And then we find it in the hymn book of Israel. And David calls it a song in Samuel. He calls it a song. It's meant to be sung. And so it is. It's a song of thanksgiving for God's powerful deliverance and his blessings. But there's something here for you and I. And between the two, what we find in Samuel and we find in the Psalm 18, there are just a very few minor changes that David made before submitting the song to the chief magician. I can't say it right. Musician. I have trouble saying that word sometimes. I don't know why. And I understand that he edited it before submitting it for the songbook. When I prepare a message and the Lord gives it to me, I always go back over it and look at it and think, how is this the one who's going to be receiving it, how it sounds to them? And sometimes Jack says, what are you doing? I'm saying, I'm tweaking it. And so sometimes that's good. That's necessary to realize what the Lord has given you to speak. How is it going to sound to the person that's hearing it? And did you notice how many times David says the word my? 9 times in these 3 verses, he says my. These are wonderful things concerning our God. And he says, my strength. He is my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and shield. That's what buckler means. The horn of my salvation and my high tower. My is a possessive pronoun. May we lay a hold of him. May we claim him. Yeah. That these things concerning our God, Lord, that they are my possession. Praise the Lord. David looks back on the former dangers and deliverances, and he writes this love song from a thankful heart. He says, I will love thee, O Lord. Verse 1 there. May we receive the wonderful goodness of God toward us and then tell him about it. Let's tell him about it. Thus, we're blessing the Lord when we do that. And it is an excellent practice. And it not only blesses the Lord, but when we do so, we are comforting our hearts. Praise the Lord with his word. I will love thee, O Lord. Our God deserves the warmest love from our hearts to him. That's why I said, let's tell him about it. Let's share it with our Lord. And we're going to consider each one of these items that are mentioned here, the Lord willing. And first we read that David says here, the Lord is his strength, my strength. God is his strength. He is our strength. Praise the Lord. You know, we have to learn just how weak we are in ourselves before we lay a hold of his strength. I'm pretty sure you've all been through some experiences like I have. And you learn your weaknesses that we might lay a hold of his strength. And he deals with each of us in different ways, because it's an individual matter. Praise the Lord. Know the Apostle Paul, he was given a thorn in the flesh That's found in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And it says there, a messenger of Satan buffeted him, but the Lord allowed Satan to afflict Paul. And Paul sought the Lord to remove it. But the Lord had something better for him. And he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And Paul's response was to that, as our response should be, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, or because of this, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. He learned to depend upon the Lord for his strength, and the Lord was his strength. I believe the Lord is still teaching me this in different areas of my life. We don't just learn this in one time and we think that's it. In different areas of our lives, the Lord is dealing with us and teaching us this, that he is our strength. Next, he says, the Lord is my rock. I'm reminded of Peter. You know, he was such a strong man in himself. And he declared to Jesus, he says, I will lay down my life for your sake. Jesus knew Peter, and he said, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And Peter did. But he learned Christ was his rock. We also go through experiences, and we learn through those experiences that we cannot trust in ourselves. And I think, well, I've learned that in one area of my life and another area of my life. I have to learn that again. I have to come to realize, praise the Lord, Christ is my rock. Praise the Lord. Next, he says, the Lord is my fortress. A fortress is a place of refuge. It's a place of support. And you know, the Lord does allow trouble to come our way. He doesn't keep us from trouble all the time. No, he allows trouble to come our way, but we often fail to see God in it. That's important, to see God in it. He has allowed it for our good. We all know Romans 8:28. Let's say it together. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. In it all, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's working all things together. You know, it doesn't say that in all of it, well, I don't want to phrase it that way. It is in all things that we learn to hide away in him, that he is my fortress. Praise the Lord. Next we read, the Lord is my deliverer. And we have already been delivered from the kingdom of darkness when we were saved. But we should continue to learn the Lord as our deliverer. He is able to deliver us from the bondage of bad habits and to set us free. He's able to deliver us from any evil that Satan would bring against us. Praise the Lord. We must lay a hold of him and come to know him as my deliverer. Praise the Lord. Next it says, the Lord is my God. Not my parents, not my grandparents, not even the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but my God. We come to know him better and in a deeper relationship as we study his word and as we keep in close communication and yield to him and allow him to work in us. Yield to him and let him work his work, and he will do it by his Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Then we will know him as my God. Next, the Lord is my buckler or shield. He is my shield, my protection, my protector, my defense. The Lord often has to remind me that I am not my defender. Have you ever experienced that too? He often has to remind me.
A lot of times.
I am not my defender. I am not able to protect myself from the enemy. In Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14, we read something very important. It was instruction to Israel. It's instruction to us. It's another important thing because we find it twice in the Word of God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. I wonder how many times the Lord has spoken to me that. If you want to be encouraged in your relationship and the Lord's dealing with you, write this down and study that for yourself. I almost thought about that's another sermon for me. Anyway. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, especially verses 17 through 22. Just realize what is taking place there in God dealing with his people. And then think of you and God's dealings with you and what he's able to do. Praise the Lord. That's 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 17 through 22. You will be encouraged as you think upon it, meditate upon it, and the Holy Spirit will bless you. The 20th chapter, 17 through 22. Oh, praise the Lord. I would turn there, but I would never get away from it for at least a half hour. You know, we are so prone to trust in ourselves. Now, I know I'm not the only one. We are so prone to trust in ourselves, and then if we think, oh, well, we got to look to man. Now, I'm not going to say in what areas, but there's a lot of areas we could say that we look to man. But he is our shield. He is our protector if we will trust him. Did not the Lord say to Abraham when he was fearful? He said, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Well, we'll go on. The next. He is the horn of my salvation. Just think upon that. the horn of my salvation. He is the horn of my salvation. You know, a horn is a symbol of strength. And we read in the Old Testament of the horns of the altar, and they could lay a hold of the horns of the altar. And what does the altar speak of? It speaks of the sacrifice of Christ in our place. So he is the source of our strength. He not only saves us, but he keeps us. We are unable to save ourselves. That's why Christ came to be our sacrifice. Do we have to keep ourselves saved? If we couldn't save ourselves, how in the world could we keep ourselves saved? No, we don't have to keep ourselves saved. I'm surprised I didn't hear a resounding no. Romans 6:10 says he died once. 1 Peter 1:5 tells us we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. You agree with that? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the horn or the strength of my salvation. Selah, think on that. And then lastly, in these items, he is my high tower. I looked in Strong's Concordance for the Hebrew words for high tower here. What I found for high, I looked up tower, it had the same meaning. So the high tower, this is the meaning here. In the Hebrew, it says, a high, lofty place of refuge, a high fort or tower, and listen to this, inaccessible. Inaccessible. Satan cannot touch us there. I enjoyed to think about that so much, of what the Lord does for us when we lay a hold of him as our high tower. He raises us up in our spirits above the trials, above the troubles, above the pain, to a heavenly place of peace and of rest in him. Hallelujah. We sing a song in our hymnal, Mount the Wave. Yeah. And let's turn to that. In the hymnal, it is page 187. And Ron, you give us a starting note on this, and let's sing this. Let's sing this song, Mount the Wave. He is our high tower that raises us up above. Praise the Lord. Troubles come and rise and flow and never do behave. And sorrows make our hearts bend low, so low that none can save. Then Christ, who doth all help bestow, mounts the crested wave. We rise and reign, though trials surge and rave. The triumph gain, and make them all behave. We rise and reign, and every tempest brave. We swell the strain, and mount the crested wave. No matter whence the troubles be, from friend or fiendish clave, what disappointment we may see, or what our hearts may crave, the Lord is near to set us free and make us mount the wave. We rise and reign, though trials surge and rave. The triumph gain, and make them all behave. We rise and reign, and every tempest brave. We swell the strain and mount the crested wave. Though trials never seem to cease, but glow and grow and rave, and we can see no beam of peace, instead the dismal grave. There's one that brings us quick release, 'tis Christ who mounts the wave. We rise and reign, though trials search and rave. The triumph gain and make them all behave. We rise and reign and every tempest brave. We swell the strain and mount the crested wave. Our tribulations patient serve, for faith makes them behave. They never dare from duty swerve or fruitless pathway pave. For Christ, who doth all praise deserve, controls the crested wave. We rise and reign, though trials search and rain. The triumph gain and make them all behave. We rise and reign and every tempest brave. We swell the strain and mount the crested wave. Are in peril every day and hidden in a cave where none but God can see the way and he alone can save. Yet here we sing and shout and pray and ride the crested wave. We rise and reign, though trials search and rave. The triumph gain and makes them all behave. We rise and reign and every tempest brave. We swell the strain and mount the crested wave. Love the Christ who suffered pain and death all men to save. I gladly yield my heart and brain and martyr's mantle brave. From tribulation ne'er refrain, but mount its crested wave. We rise and reign, though trials search and rave. The triumph gain and makes them all behave. We rise and reign and every tempest brave.
We swell
the strain
and
mount the crested wave. He is our high tower. Hallelujah. I like that song. Mount the wave. He is my high tower. The trouble may still be there, but it is the Lord who raises us up above it all when we trust him. Hallelujah. We're above it. Hallelujah. He is my high tower. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dear brother Elmer Clodfelder, he was in the hospital. It was his last days. And we visited him. And the last thing he said to us when we left, I'm going to my high tower. I'm going to my high tower. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was so blessed by this portion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to take prayer requests and we remember all these things.